The history of the Hebron Seacrest Library dates back to 1870, when the Hebron Literary Association was formed. Programs of this association consisted of members sharing essays and poems written by members, book readings, mock trials and debates on unique subjects. The records show a rapid growth in membership. In 1880, the Hebron Library Association was formed with E.M. Carrell as president. They devoted meetings to literary culture, debates, essays, music, and more. A circulating library, housed at many locations, was first started by the Presbyterian congregation in 1880. During 1882 or 1883, Lewis Seacrest moved to Hebron. His wife and three children remained behind. He was a builder and Finnish carpenter. In 1884, Lewis Seacrest and J.J. Werner attended a Masonic convention. While attending the convention, Werner woke from a nightmare and threw Seacrest out the window, thinking he was a burglar. Mr. Seacrest never recovered from his injuries, which were compounded by rheumatism. Seacrest returned to Hebron, where he took charge of delivering the newspaper from his wheelchair and made and sold pens. In 1917, Seacrest traveled to El Reno, Oklahoma, to visit his sister-in-law and to investigate a bee sting cure for his rheumatism. He took the bee sting cure, but the injection resulted in an infection that proved to be fatal. In his last will, dated April 14, 1915, he left bequests to his children, friends, the Masonic Lodge, and the remainder of his estate, about $15,000, was to establish a public library in the city of Hebron. On the closing of the estate, his three children appeared in court to insist that the provisions of the will had not been met and that they should inherit all of the estate. On August 12, 1918, the city of Hebron, by ordinance, established a free public library and created a library board. And on December 10, 1918, the Hebron Public Library Association bought the lots where the library stands from Mr. and Mrs. C.L. Richards for $800. On March 11, 1920, the appointed administrator, Elmo B. Roper, sought an order to distribute the remainder of the estate to the Library Association. But on March 19, 1920, the children filed an objection through their attorneys. They wanted the bequest to be void, which would entitle them to the remainder of the estate. After numerous objections and appeals, on April 21, 1921, Judge Brown ruled in favor of the Library Board. Following the ruling of Judge Brown, the children appealed the decision to the Nebraska Supreme Court, which upheld the decision of the district court. The gift to the library was validated. Construction began and was completed at a cost of $9,708, leaving a substantial amount for equipment, books, materials, and operations. The PEO generously donated their large fiction library of over 800 volumes to the library board. In 2004, the library underwent major renovations, allowing for handicap accessibility, repairing cracks in the plaster, walls, and ceilings, installing new carpet and paint, and completing the meeting room in the basement. Bricks from the old chimney were used to frame the door and windows of the addition. Josephine Wright painted a portrait of her niece, Maud Wright, in 1880. Maud was a rural school teacher and had stayed with the Lamb family. She met and married Harlan Lamb. Harlan later donated the portrait to the library. The portrait had been damaged in the 1953 tornado. The library board voted unanimously to have the portrait restored. Today, the painting hangs on the west wall of the library. Following the ideals of the founding families, the library continues to provide a literary service to the Hebron community. This is Ella Murray sharing the story of the Hebron Seacrest Library. Please proceed to the next location and learn more of Hebron's history.